Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. LDS President Thomas S. Monson has famously said about marriage that it's important to, quote, choose your love and love your choice. Now, that quote is the inspiration for a new social media account, a movement called Love Your Choice, which is aimed at inspiring happiness for married couples. It's a collection of uplifting LDS quotes, stories, and photos on love and marriage, and it's curated by Madeline Mustard. I was able to sit down and chat with Madeline about what this project means to her. Take a listen. Okay, so you started this Instagram account called Love Your Choice. How has your own marriage been an inspiration for you to start this Instagram account?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think, actually, going back a little bit further, my mum told me something a long time ago that really helped me to value the importance of close relationships. So I was probably about 10 years old, and I had said something disrespectful to my mum. And I just remember that she stopped and she said, "Madeline, is that something that you would say to your teacher at school?" And I responded saying, "Well, no, that's not, I wouldn't speak to her that way." And she said, "Well, how much more should you be respecting your own mother, you know, that's so close to you?" And at the time, that didn't mean anything to me. But looking back on that a few years later, I thought, she's right. I mean, the people that we are the most, you know, the closest to, we really ought to be really respecting and showing the most love. And so I did. I tried at that point to kind of be more respectful and loving to my siblings and my parents and my family. And that's kind of been a driving force, I think, that experience. And you know, obviously now that I am married, I try to do the same thing with my husband. Someone that's just so dear to you, we really ought to be treating them with the most respect and love, even though for whatever reason it's so easy to do the opposite.
Right. You get so comfortable with someone that sometimes you don't really think about what flies out of your mouth or what you do.
Right. And it's kind of a shame. I mean, it's, you know, we really, I mean, especially where, you know, you think about the eternal nature of family, and you want to be with them forever. We really ought to be treasuring that and treating them with the most love and respect. So with my own love story, I suppose, I always, as a teenager, I look forward to getting married someday. I think about what kind of guy I'd end up with, and I'd dream a lot about that, love watching chick flicks, and kind of thought, oh, you know, I want this sort of marriage or this sort of romance. And I also would observe a lot of couples in real life, and I looked around, and I'd see some who did seem in love and happy, but honestly, there was many that I didn't they didn't look like they're in love. And that bothered me. I thought, you know, I want to be married someday. You know, I wanted to maintain that love and romance. And so from that point, I kind of started watching for people and trying to figure out, all right, well, how can I have this? Even though I was only a teenager, I wanted to kind of answer that question so that when I got married, I could have that. And I was just determined to have that special relationship, because I thought, why not? You know, we're meant to get married, and that's great, but I think it can be a joy.
What do you think the point of this Instagram account is, or what message are you trying to get across to people?
I decided, you know, when I got married, I want to be a good example. I want to show young people that marriage can be a beautiful and awesome thing, because you do have a lot of people who just, and whether they're happy or not, you know, they just don't really show it when they're out in public. And I thought, you know, I've been so blessed with a happy, wonderful marriage, and I want to really be an example. And so we will. I mean, when we're in public, we'll hold hands, and my husband will put his arm around me and open the car door and all these sweet things. And it's sincere, but I'm always hoping that people will see and think, I can have this too, that it's possible to have a happy, sweet marriage. I mean, in fact, we were even, we like to travel, and we were on a trip maybe a year ago, and the people ask, or the stewardess asks, you know, are you on your honeymoon? And we're like, well, sure, we're on our fourth honeymoon, you know. But no, we weren't on our honeymoon. We just, all we were doing was talking and laughing, and I think we're holding hands. But it made me so happy to be like, oh, good. You know, I'm hoping that that's showing people that, yep, they're married, and no, they're not on their honeymoon, but they're still happy, and it's achievable.
Mm-hmm.
And so this account that I've started, I want to show that you can have this. And so through quotes, since, no, I'm not an expert, but I know there's a lot of experts out there who have lots of advice, whether it is, you know, well-known marriage counselors or people who are also just passionate like me, and have thought a lot about it and have experience, just sharing quotes or articles or real life stories to inspire people and to show them that it is possible to have a happy marriage. And in fact, here's some ways you can do it, or advice that might help you through a hard time, or to even remind you that what you have is special, you know?
And you mentioned the type of love you thought you wanted when you were mm-hmm. younger. And what I've learned from being married is that true, deep, meaningful love isn't at all like the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't at all even like some people would portray it to be on social media. Mm-hmm. It's not lighthearted all the time. Sometimes it's very, very hard marriage. But how do you think people can still have happily ever afters when love is such a complex emotion?
That's a great question, because it is. It is a multifaceted thing, like you said. Honestly, I think at the end of the day, it's a choice, which is part of why I chose to name my account Love Your Choice, because, yeah, you know, we fall in love and it's exciting and it's wonderful and like the movies. And then there comes a point where maybe it's not quite like that anymore. And it's up to you to decide, all right, I want to, you know, yes, I've done the right thing. I've gotten married to my love and it's great. But now I want to continue this love, and you have to choose it. And I know that sounds very simple, but that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm. You have to make an effort.
You do. You do have to make an effort. And so I think, yeah, that's the wonderful thing about that quote is you choose your love and you love your choice. It's a choice every day to maintain that love and that relationship. I think that everyone desires a happy marriage. I don't think anyone wants to have
misery.
No. Yeah. No, absolutely not. And so I think, you know, if you can discuss with your spouse, what do you want in your marriage? What do you envision? Where do you see yourselves in 50 years from now? What kind of, you know, have you seen people around you that have inspired you? And, you know, is that, you know, what do you want? I think it's absolutely something you can achieve. You just have to, you know, to decide.
There's a lot of people in this day and age who are a little bit tainted by love and marriage, and they feel like, you know, we see so many marriages fail or so many acts of hatred around the world that it feels like sometimes maybe lasting love and lasting marriage doesn't really exist. But what advice would you offer them?
You know, something that comes to mind is a lot of the time we think, we place a lot of emphasis on what the other person does or what they contribute or what they don't contribute. And I think that sometimes we need to kind of take a step back. I mean, and obviously there are times where it is the other person, but I think we do need to be a little introspective and think, what am I contributing? One of my favorite quotes actually is from President Howard W. Hunter. Being happily and successfully married is not so much a matter of marrying the right person, but being the right person.
I like that.
Yeah. And I just think it's important to kind of remember, all right, what am I contributing? How am I really loving my spouse in the best way for them? And I think we just live in a world where there's a lot of casualness, marriage just isn't really sacred anymore. At the end of the day, it's, you know, if you want it, you can absolutely have it. And I think very much, I mean, it's two people and you both need to give 100%. And, you know, I think when you actually, you know, step up and you're your best self and you just love that person with all your heart, they respond to that. And hopefully you're both just always trying to be your best. But I think when you're your best, you kind of, it's an upward spiral. Then they're their best and they want to, you know, reward you, so to speak. And you just kind of help each other and grow together in love and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely takes two people who are committed to making your marriage happen and make it happy. It's definitely not something that only one person can shoulder on their own.
All right, we want to thank Madeline so much for being willing to chat with us about this project. And if you'd like any more information on happiness in marriage relationships, you can check out the Mormon Channel website, mormonchannel.org, for our great blog posts and videos and podcasts that have to do with this and other topics. We're going to close our episode with a quote from past LDS leader, President James E. Faust. He said, "Happiness in marriage and parenthood can exceed 1,000 times any other happiness." If you'd like a design of that quote, it's available to download for free on mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.